Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. You ready, Frank? I think Frank's ready. Yes. And I'm ready, and we had a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about shortages in a lot of sectors. Help us to get, you know, prepared, aware. So we got lots to talk about that, and we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I don't know about you, but I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Mine in the time, because it grows short. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, basically, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. Ooh, count yourself so blessed if you have the knowledge of God, because not everybody does. Not everybody is appointed to that knowledge. So if you want to seek the Lord's face and have wisdom and discernment, God says, ask for wisdom discernment as if it was your sister and kinswoman. So that's like really close, close ties. So the Bible makes you wise. Seek the Lord through the scriptures and he'll show you the way. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hi, Frank. Okay, so first up in the quacker, we've got some droughts going on. We're going to be talking a little bit about droughts in our first part of the show. We've got some farmlands that are diminishing, livestock issues, agricultural issues in the United States. We got issues, okay? But here, this is Texas. Because they have water problems, they're having to come up with some solutions here. And Arizona also, California as well, Colorado and Florida. They have a method now of providing water, more water to their people, but it's not exactly from an aquifer. Some states like Texas that are affected by droughts have legalized a water recycling method known as direct portable reuse. So the process involves sending treated sewage water directly to the drinking water system for distribution to communities. Of course, they try to clean it up with chemicals and stuff. So this differs from a direct or indirect portable use where the water spends time in your aquifer, where you have a natural environmental barrier. Underground aquifers actually filter your water naturally. So the method is a case-by-case basis in legal jargon for a lot of these states. According to the experts, drinking water that was recently flushed down the toilet bowl, the shower drain, or your kitchen sink isn't really all that bad. It's drinking water to their standards, apparently. Here is what Dan McCurry, he's the civil and environmental engineer professor at University of Southern California, he says this: people need to change the mindset, forgetting where your water came from and focusing more on how clean it is when it's in front of you. Yeah. More on that in the first part of the show. Last but not least in the Quack Report, here it's seven consumption habits people tend to forget with regard to genetically modified food sources. Number one, coffee. It's been genetically off CRISPR'd. The gene CRISPR. Your coffee bean. Yeah. Also, corn chips. 90% of the U.S. corn is GMO. Canola oil, 90% of canola oil is GMO. Read your labels. That stuff's in everything. I mean, cake mixes, pies, breads. Put it back on the shelf. Don't even go there. Tilapia, it's your fish. They have gene-edited the tilapia, even. Also, potatoes. They have genetically modified the gene in the potato, which is sad. I like spuds. Also, beer. Most beers are brewed commercially, but they're made with GMO corn and barley. And tea. Oh, tea. I love tea. But you know what, Frank? About 10 years ago, I noticed I couldn't drink the Tetley tea anymore. It'd give me a headache. And I said, what the heck's with this tea? I found out Tetley genetically modified their tea leaf. But if you have their organic version, it doesn't do that. So your tea, a lot of brands now are from leaves that are genetically modified from seeds. So do your homework. Watch what you're eating, please. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about shortages in a lot of sectors. And we're going to kind of tap on a report I did in 2015 on this topic. So we're going to see if we're coming full circle there. Because most people can sustain when there is a temporary shortage of, let's say, water, food, or power. Usually, you know, harsh weather tends to bring in those type of conditions, hurricanes and such. But within 2 weeks, people begin to lose their patience, especially if the government agencies seem to be inefficient in delivering some relief. Now, I remember Hurricane Hugo in 1989. I don't think you did, Frank. It wasn't on your coast. It was on the East Coast. And Hugo took out power for weeks in my area. So that was, you know, a Category 4 hurricane that hit North Carolina and other parts of the United States coastline there on the East Coast. Back then, during that Hugo thing, a bag of ice was $20. Yep. And you could not find any charcoal briquettes to cook on the grill with. Okay, all gone. So there weren't any hot showers. There wasn't any hot meals. There was no hot coffee, and people were cranky. Yep. So now we are kind of reading some reports in some scientific journals predicting severe shortages in many sectors, making the fallout from Hurricane Hugo look like no big deal. So we're going to check this out. This is a Columbia study at Columbia University. They published this study in the April 2022 Journal of Patterns. And they also looked at 70 years of historic data on water and energy droughts. And they took into account solar power and wind power sources, and they came up with this network scale for droughts. And when a state with renewable energy sources falls below the target threshold, this is when droughts of water and energy occur. So here is what the program discovered. A third of all days are going to be low production days, which puts us into that low threshold. They said the state of Texas could have a severe energy drought that will last 4 straight months. And battery systems would not be enough to take them through a drought that long. Also, solar energy sources may have a compensation, but it could be they need 8 months' worth of energy from the solar sources. Here is a quote from a professor at the Columbia University. This is Professor Lal. He's with the Engineering Climate School section. He says, designers of renewable energy systems need to pay attention to changing weather patterns over weeks, months, and years. In other words, you're going to need more batteries. So Texas uses a lot of energy, and it's the fifth largest wind and solar power electricity source. And the grid in Texas is as big as they are in some countries. So charting the 70 years of wind and solar power data, it showed that there will be a network scale drought when the renewable energy falls below that target threshold, and Texas is going to be thrown into an energy drought for 4 straight months. So this is what they're predicting. And Professor Lal says solar and wind sources are highly variable, like rainfall. He goes on to say, we coined the term energy drought since a 10-year cycle with which much variation from the long-term averages would be seen as a major drought. So Professor Lyle chose Texas to study as it's really exposed to adequate wind and sun year-round, but the research shows that the percentiles that are not, when they're not met on a regular basis, the droughts could last a year even with wind and solar power alternatives that are spread across the state. Simply put, the renewable energy sources have storage problems. They're not able to store enough energy. Lyle goes on to say, in times of low rainfall, water managers keep fresh water flowing through the pipes by tapping municipal reservoirs and underground aquifers. The wind and solar systems do not have that equivalent backup. He's got a point. Yes, he do. So the batteries for solar and wind systems, I don't know if any of you out there have those, they hold a charge for a few hours to a few days. And this would not help Texas or any other state, though, through an extended drought. So Professor Lyle is saying a bigger network is not going to solve this problem, as electrical grid operators target a 99.99% reliability rate for electricity, and water managers target a 90% reliability rate. So seasonal forecasts are the challenge for the renewable energy industry, and all this plays into the rise and fall of energy prices. Well, then you have to have some countermeasures, usually, if you've got drought issues. This is what I reported on in 2015. I was reporting on water countermeasures being taken due to drought conditions in the western part of the United States. If you recall, a lot of reports at that time on the apparent loss of vital water supplies, major water from Lake Mead and Lake Powell, and, of course, Lake Powell, which was created when Glen Canyon Dam was built, but now had a 100-foot bathtub ring where the water should have been. Now, according to the Colorado River report, Lake Mead is lower today than 7 years ago, and the water is so low at Lake Powell that the water is being held back so that the dam can still operate and generate power. So experts are reporting that this lake has lost over 50% of its capacity, and this is a significant drop, and over 40 million people in 7 states rely on this water. So millions of people in the southwest of the United States have a serious water challenge looming. Important water, well, it's important, but if you import the water, it gets expensive, and then it makes the crops impossible to afford if you're using borrowed water. So water is a sustainable source that humans have to have, but does the United States have a problem with a water supply? I would say, yeah, we do. So there are some water requirements. Our survival experts are saying that the average person can live about 3 minutes without oxygen. In winter environments, we can survive about 3 hours without warm shelter. We can survive 3 weeks without food and about 3 days without water. So there have been exceptions to this rule, but on average, most people can endure those requirements, those restrictions. So our bodies need water to moisten mucous membranes, to make saliva, to help cells to grow and regenerate, to flush out waste material in the urine and the bowel area, to lubricate joints, to help regulate body temperature, to convert food compounds in the digestive process, to help deliver oxygen throughout the body through the blood, which is mostly made up of water. And, of course, your brain needs water to manufacture hormones and neurotransmitters. So water is kind of a big deal. So let's look at some of our water aquifers. Oh, boy. In the United States aquifers, we are in a pickle. Our livelihood in the United States really does depend on the aquifers. So there are 10 regional aquifers throughout the United States, and some are made up of several smaller aquifers. But the largest is the Ogallala Aquifer, located in the central part of the United States, and it's one of the world's largest. So the Ogallala Aquifer is also called the High Plains Aquifer, and it lies beneath 8 states, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, South Dakota, and Wyoming. So this High Plains Aquifer spans over 174,000 square miles, with most of it being under the state of Nebraska. This aquifer is named after the southwestern Nebraska town of Ogallala. Now, in the 1940s, right after World War II, they used high-powered pumps. They were installed to withdraw water at 3-to-1 rate. This is at a 3-to-1 rate. That means that this aquifer is not going to be recharged by natural measures. So they're taking more water than they need to. This aquifer supplies 30% of the groundwater for irrigation purposes in the United States, and approximately 2.3 million people drink from this aquifer alone, and experts are estimating the aquifer at current use is going to run dry by 2028. Here is a little bitty quote here. This is by Scientific American Journal, March 2009. They say, today the Ogallala Aquifer is being depleted at an annual volume equivalent to 18 Colorado rivers. Although precipitation and river systems are recharging a few parts of the northern aquifer, in most places, nature can't keep up with the human demands. Eventually, the nation will need a strategy to end its dependence on this finite source. Well, not many seem to be heeding the warning signs, though. And there is a reason for that. According to the Conservation Journal, the government's paying farmers to drain the aquifer, which grows a quarter of the U.S. crops. Here is a quote from the journal. They say, "We have a slow-moving crisis on our hands. Across much of the high plains, it's business as usual, drilling and pumping water, irrigating and growing crops as if the Ulkalala era will never end." They say between 1900 and 2008, they drained some 89 trillion gallons from this aquifer. That's equivalent to two-thirds of Lake Erie. Our research, which focuses on social and legal aspects of water use in agricultural communities, shows that farmers are draining the Ulkalala aquifer because state and federal policies encourage them to do it. They say crop reports hide the massive government payments to farmers called federal subsidies, which have increased by 65% in the year 2020, totaling $37.2 billion. This sum includes money for lost exports from escalating trade wars, as well as COVID-19-related relief payments. They go on to say, our research finds that subsidies put farmers on this treadmill, working harder to produce more while draining the resources that supports their livelihood. Government payments create a vicious cycle of overproduction that intensifies water use, subsidizes encourage farmers to expand, and also buy expensive equipment to irrigate larger areas, end of quote. So you see what's going on here? Are you catching on a little bit? Supply and demand pushes up costs and can, you know, force new legislation that supports higher taxes on water use. The government or even a private owner of an aquifer could essentially become a water cartel. Here's what was in The Economist magazine, August 2008. This is a quote from the CEO of Dow Commercial Company, Andrew Leveris. He says, water is the oil of the 21st century, end of quote. Right? Well, here again, in 2015, I reported this. A Canadian utility called Canadian River Municipal Water Authority purchased 43,000 acres south of Mr. Pickens' property in Texas to secure the water beneath it. Since 1900, the use of groundwater in Texas is governed by what is called the rule of capture. Whoever can pump off the most water wins, and if you can drain a neighboring property of water, there's nothing the neighbor can do about it. The competition for water is heating up, and cities in the Plain States area can pay as much as $600 for an acre of water. That's 893 gallons or 67 cents per gallon. Now, in the last decade, water prices have doubled, and most municipalities are going to add to that what you have to pay, like sewer fees, sewer runoff fees, and other charges, especially if their water infrastructure is aging and they have to rebuild it. Now, for instance, less than an acre of water, 748 gallons, in Charlotte, North Carolina, is $4.51. The average family of four in the Charlotte, North Carolina area pays just under $100 a month for water and without watering their lawn. So San Francisco, California, has lost $25 million in water revenue, which they need to recoup, and residents are going to see a minimum of 32% hike in their water bills to compensate. Nearly 80% of the state of California's water use is from the agricultural sector. The Panhandle Groundwater Conservation District in Texas is very concerned about water. When major corporations, banks, and wealthy individuals buy up land for their aquifers, their lakes, and their streams, and then draft legislation through lobbyists to prevent private citizens from collecting water off their roof or from snow on their property, then you know something is seriously wrong and the lives of millions are at stake. Here's a quote from executive order from the state of California. They said, The Water Board shall direct urban water suppliers to develop rate structures and other pricing mechanisms, including but not limited to surcharges, fees, and penalties to maximize water conservation consistent with statewide water restrictions. Well, there's nothing like, you know, necessity to be the mother of invention, right? Some folks, they can't have water barrels draining water off their roofs into collection barrels. They can't take the snow, and they can't do this, and they can't do that. Well, some folks are supplementing their water needs with a few simple pieces of equipment from the hardware store, and they're not violating any of the water rights when they do this. What they're doing is they buy a really good humidifier and a foot-long hose and a hand pump and a 55-gallon drum. People have put these humidifiers on their apartment rooftop buildings, and they can collect water from the air about 5 to 6 gallons in a few hours. So this has been even done in very arid conditions. There's water in the air. You can take it out of the air. So if you plan to drink this kind of water, you have to pass it through a water filtration system first, but you're going to need power to run your humidifier too. So power and water is going to be the issue to look at. We're in challenging times. That's what we have. And challenging times call for wise men to see the danger and prepare for it. So it appears that the government that everyone hopes will help prevent energy and water loss is in effect promoting these future problems. So we need to be a step ahead and be prepared. Now, our ancestors that forged the West, traveled in the United States from east to west, they had water barrels, and inside the water barrels, they had a silver dollar to keep the water from going bad, right? Start being creative. And likewise, you want to prepare for medications being in short supply, and you might want to have some alternatives handy to use. You want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for that. They have a free catalog. They'll send it to you. And you'll see what you can accomplish with medicinal herbs, you know, herbs for cardio, diabetes, dental, vision, immune system, and a whole lot more. You'll be amazed how powerful you are with the medicinals that God provided you. God said herbs are here for the service of man and healing the nations, and God can't lie. So you can take that to the bank. You can call Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So yeah, take the power back, be prepared, don't be worried, don't be fretful. You can see it a-coming, you see the storm a-coming, you prepare for it, see? So be like the wise virgins. Have extra oil for your lamps. You wait on the bridegroom. Okay? It's no shame in that. Well, I see by the clock we got to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
Brother bought a coconut. He bought it for the dime. His sister had another one. She baited for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, do we leave his belly ache? I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor. Let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
We got options. We got hope. We got our blessed hope, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're okay. We are going to be aware of what's coming, and we're going to be okay. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about water and power. Now we're going to talk about soil. Americans really don't realize the condition of our soil. We're really dirt poor if you think about it. The wealth and health of a nation, it starts in the soil. So you got to have good soil to grow good food and to have good, healthy people. So basically what we have, if we don't have healthy soil, we can expect to have substandard food sources that can't sustain real good health. So We should know this. We should be good stewards of the land. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us about that. We need to grow organic. We need to change the crop rotations. We need to plant each year and let, you know, the land rest and rebuild minerals. So people have kind of noticed there's a lack of flavor to a lot of their fruits and vegetables. So when you compare organically grown to your conventional ones, you'll notice there's more flavor, crispness, vibrant color, juiciness in your organic sources. Now, in 1900, our great-grandparents ate 131 pounds of homegrown vegetables. Americans today eat over 400 pounds of vegetables, 275 pounds of fruit every year. We're eating three times what our ancestors ate. Why is that? We're going to find out. Here's a quote from Professor of Soil at Iowa State College of Agriculture. This is Professor Henry Wallace, who said, "Nations endure only as long as their topsoil." So true. So according to Scientific American, our U.S. soil is severely depleted from modern agricultural practices. The mass production of food has stripped the soil of minerals, and minerals are necessary to reduce pests and to have a good, healthy harvest, a good crop. Now, your genetically modified crops with pest-resistant chemicals built into them are less nutrient-rich than foods produced in the 1970s. There's a study done at the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, and in 1999, they reported that after they analyzed 43 different vegetables and fruits and compared them with nutrient data from crops grown in 1950, they found that these were reliable declines of nutrients that we have. So specifically, the food grown in 1999 has less protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, riboflavin, which is your vitamin B2, and your vitamin C. So agriculture has focused on pest resistance, faster growth cycles, larger crops, heavier weighted crops of produce to get more at market, and then they have been on nutrient content. Now, the study was published in the 2004 Journal of the American College of Nutrition. The Organic Consumers Association has reported on other studies that conclude similar findings. Here's from the Nutritional Security Institute. They said, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Probably not. The apple of today has lost 82% of its magnesium and high percentages of other nutrients compared to apples that just 100 years ago. End of quote. Yeah. Also, this is from Sherry Tenpenny. She is a National Science University of Wisconsin-Madison PhD. She said, look for bold and brightly hued produce. A richly colored skin indicates higher counts of healthy photochemicals. The darker oranges and carrots contain more beta carotene. Okay. So basically we're neglecting our earth, basically. So, you know, you see the earth kind of groaning under man's sin, basically, is what you see. And what the agricultural community has really done is neglected the uptake nutrients for the sake of rapid growing cycles, more variety and higher yields. And researcher Donald Davis from the University of Texas said this, there have likely been declines in other nutrients to like magnesium, zinc, and vitamins B6 and vitamin E. He went on to say that these particular nutrients were not studied like the others in the 1950s, so it's really hard to tell how much nutrition we've lost there. That's right. So if we look at the scale, the Kishi, remember Kishi? They do the little snacks, trail mix stuff. The Kishi Institute analyzed the nutritional data that was collected in the 1970s, and they looked at the vegetable data from 1975 and 1997, and this is what they found. Our calcium dropped 27%, iron dropped 37%, the vitamin A dropped 21%, and the vitamin C dropped 30%. So, in 20 years, We lost a good percentage of nutrition. Now, in the UK, the British are also studying the nutrients in their foods, and they looked at data that they had collected from 1930 to 1980. They published their findings in the British Food Journal, and they found regarding vegetables in their 50-year time period, calcium dropped 19%, iron dropped 22%, and potassium dropped 14%. Now, I know these are little percentages, but just think. We did a report on the gladiators. They were vegetarians. That's what they found out by analyzing their DNA and their bones. How can gladiators wield heavy metal swords and shields to the death if they were vegetarians? Well, they had some nutrition in their food. That's why. Now, the University of Colorado studied the nutrients in our foods, and they concluded that foods today are 50% less nutrient-rich than 100 years ago. They reported that the nutrient density in foods has declined 40 to 60%, with the average being 50%. They stated that the foods we eat are lacking vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, photochemicals, compared to what our great-grandparents ate. The University of Colorado analyzed vegetable nutrition from 1963 to 1992, and this is what they found. Our magnesium dropped almost 22%, calcium dropped almost 30%, iron dropped 32%, phosphorus dropped almost 12%, and potassium dropped almost 7%. So Organic Magazine also reported on nutrition, and it continues to decline, they say. They're looking at vegetable nutrition from 1963 to the year 2000. They found that our beets dropped 50% in vitamin C, 10% in potassium, and 8% in magnesium. Our spinach dropped 17% in vitamin A, 45% in vitamin C, and 10% in magnesium. Collard greens dropped 41% in vitamin A, 62% in vitamin C, and 29% in calcium, and 51.5% drop in potassium, and 84% drop in magnesium. This is in your collards. They said corn dropped almost 30% in vitamin A, 42% in vitamin C, 33% in calcium, almost 4% in potassium, and 22% in magnesium. Sweet potatoes dropped a whopping 69% in vitamin C, and your apples dropped 59% in vitamin A. This is what Lisa Gerber, she's with the National Society, she said, organic produce can sometimes look small or misshapen, but that can be an indication that they're not genetically modified or coated with a lot of pesticides. So if you see organic and they look kind of funky looking, lumpy looking, doesn't mean they're not any good. So keep that in mind. Also, this is Preston Andrews. He's a plant researcher at Washington State University, professor there. He says the nutrients in most fruits and vegetables start to diminish as soon as they are picked. For optimal nutrition, eat all your produce within a week of buying or picking it. So what happens is, if we don't get the right nutrition and the balanced chemistry that these foods are supposed to have, the cells of the human body are going to require these minerals to live and function. So the cells need vitamins, enzymes, minerals for the body to have adequate hormones, healthy immune systems, healthy blood, and biological functions. And inadequate levels in these nutrients will create this shortfall. The body then reacts negatively. When we don't get the nutrients that we need to develop healthy bodies, illness like anemia, bone loss, blood clots, brain malfunctions, and so on can take root. Now, today in the USDA, they've recommended that our daily allowance of vegetables is 3 to 5 cups to 2 to 4 cups of fruits. Our great-grandparents ate 0.7 cups per day, which indicates they had superior nutrition in their foods. They didn't need more volume. So when the body is nutritionally satisfied, it requires less food. Your hunger mechanisms are shut down. You're not continuing to eat. And this can explain why there's this problem with obesity. When people are eating the wrong foods, they're not being satisfied. They're eating larger and larger amounts. that are of nutritionally depleted foods, and they're gaining calories, but they're not getting the nutrition the cells need. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, hence, why Americans look like starving African children, distended bellies from the old uncle commercials. Well, UNICEF commercials. You've got that syndrome around the middle. People pick up the weight around the middle, typically. That's where it kind of goes. What, Frank? Trick or treat, UNICEF. Here is a quote from Aline Buford Mason. She's a biochemical nutritionalist and counselor. She said, there are good reasons to take supplements. The bioavailability of the nutrients in your supplements is 100%, so taking quality supplements could have tremendous benefits. Right, so if you got a supplement with something, and we're having to do that more than ever, so when we supplement, we can help some of our body functions. Here's a snapshot of what some nutrients can do to assist certain functions of the body. Your immune system, to actually function appropriately and efficiently, needs vitamin A, E, C, B12, your folic acid, pantothenic acid, and vitamin B5. Also, your tissues and bones need vitamin A, C, D, and E. Your nerve functions, your nervous system, needs vitamin B and especially folic acid. And anti-aging, you need the antioxidants, the beta-carotene, the vitamin C, and the vitamin E. So some common health problems that we can develop can stem from a lack of nutrition. And here's just a brief list of some health issues that are nutrient depleted, activated, I guess is the word. So when you have weak bones and muscle cramps, you need more plant-based, not animal-based calcium. When you have tense muscles and stiff blood vessels, you need natural magnesium. When you have weak cells, weak nerves, and you have weak electrical impulses to the heart, you need natural potassium. When you have weak immune system and an accelerated aging situation, you need natural selenium and antioxidants. When you have weak immune systems and weak sex drive, you need natural zinc. Okay, so I have thought for the longest time, been doing this for 22 years, most internal medicine issues are from a lack of minerals, and this is why we have these plagues of internal medicine disorders in America, because we got soil that's depleted. It all begins with the soil. See? So, and then you go, well, I'll just go get some supplements. That's nothing I can do about the agricultural area and the farmers and the mega farms. I can't. Well, okay. So when you want to get your supplements, make sure you get quality supplements, not a bunch of isolated synthetic and type of ingredients. Because, again, you have this chemistry profile that's typically in your plant sources that work together. If you're popping a bunch of isolated mega doses of stuff, you can create more of an imbalance. So majority of your supplements in your U.S. market are made by a company in Germany. The company has a recipe book, also known as a monograph book, which already has FDA-approved recipes. They can private label these supplements for hundreds of companies or distribute them everywhere in the world. These products are a combination of synthetic chemicals, and they typically have no organic, no whole food, no live nutrition in them. In my opinion, these supplements can deplete you further of your nutritional stores, because the body's going to look around for the other uptake mineral requirements, and if it's not with your supplement, it's going to take from what you have in the body in order to use it. So let's look and see what could be in your supplements. Consumers can have a hard time distinguishing between a natural and a synthetic supplement. The synthetic product contains filler ingredients, And most products will contain various chemicals, preservatives, petrochemicals, and still label it natural. So if the ingredient list has a bunch of chemical names, not to mention that it's derived from, you know, it's not derived from a food source, then it's pretty much a synthetic one. A synthetic is a wannabe vitamin, in my opinion. It's trying to replicate or mimic an organic source. Now, here's a list of what most consumers read on their supplement labels. Most common supplement brands are going to include sodium benzoate and BHT to retain freshness. However, it's pretty detrimental to your human health. It causes a lot of disease like cancer and damages your human DNA. So, hello, I would stay away from that. Many products use substandard ingredients and therefore, you know, chemicals tend to be added to counter the nasty taste and the germs that may be in them. Like they'll add stuff like cupric sulfate and boric acid, which are known to also cause damage to your DNA. Also, making your pill so you can swallow it so it sticks together and doesn't fall apart and crumble, it's going to contain stearic acid. It is also used in soap and other lubricants as a synthetic ingredient, often containing pesticides. Also, you could see masking and flavoring compounds. These are to mask poor ingredients. They'll make them sweeter, and you may see an ingredient called mexotroxetin. And no surprise, the filler ingredients are going to contain corn, which may be modified or GMO, cornstarch, which is basically GMO today. Hydrogenated oils will also be in commercial supplements, negatively affecting heart health. And another ingredient to make your vitamin pills seem better than it is, it's going to contain potassium chloride, which can contribute to the malformation of digestive ulcers and circulatory diseases. And over 90% of your vitamin C on the market is now, your ascorbic acid comes from China. Here is Dr. Edward Group. He's a chiropractic physician, naturopath. He said, many synthetic vitamins lack the transporters and cofactors associated with natural occurring vitamins because they've been isolated. The Organic Consumers Association emphasizes that isolated vitamins cannot be used or recognized by the body in the same way it does your natural versions. Actually, they've been doing studies and people taking the isolated synthetics and then taking whole food stuff. The body prefers the whole food stuff. Example is, instead of your ascorbic acid from China for vitamin C, your body prefers stuff like rose hips. Rose hips will have all the chemistry profile the way God put it together. And you don't need megadoses when you do that. Some other toxic vitamins. The Organic Consumers Association had a list of toxicity side effects of some synthetic vitamins. Your synthetic vitamin A, you can have abdominal pain, vomiting, headache, feeling lethargic, have eczema, patchy hair loss, edema, anemia, respiratory tract infections, and chronic liver disease. Oof. Vitamin E, you can have allergic reactions, breathing impairments, swelling of the tongue, face, have fatigue, headache, nausea, blurred vision, excessive bleeding, anticoagulation due to an inhibition of vitamin K, increased oxidative stress, increased hypertension risk, and decreases your lifespan if you get synthetic vitamin E, I guess. Synthetic vitamin K, the synthetic form of vitamin K is called menadone. It has been associated with liver damage. Some reports indicate a significant association between high intramuscular levels of vitamin K and cancer. Vitamin D, synthetic D, even though vitamin D poisoning is rare, toxicity can occur under certain medical conditions, like as a primary hyperapathetic thyroidism, tuberculosis, lymphoma. So if you have any of those conditions, vitamin D may not be for you. You want to note that vitamin D is completely safe when it's produced by the body itself through ultraviolet light exposure. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are pumping that vitamin D in because of COVID, you know. So whole food supplements is what I look for, what I prefer. I demand organic whole food supplements. Consumers who accept the synthetic supplements may also accept GMO foods, colored foods, non-animal type meats, etc. So with each product, they believe, you know, the hype, you know, and stuff like that. So really investigate your supplements carefully like you do your prescription drugs. So when you compare your organic whole food supplements to your synthetic ones, you're comparing authentic to imitation is what you're, so whole food supplements, these are going to be obtained from concentrated whole food sources, and synthetic supplements, also called isolated nutrients, these are usually made artificially in an industrial process with petrochemicals. Two different things. Actually, your synthetic supplements, the body treats it just like a prescription drug would. Okay. So it doesn't see it as a whole food natural source. So consumers need to be discerning about their supplements, just as if they're discerning about the produce they're looking at in the store. A lot of them have to be, a lot of your supplements are made by, you know, that German company or from your pharmaceutical drug companies, private labeled. So herbs tend to be, I believe, your superior nutritional source. They're very concentrated with your nutrition. Now, your bitter alkaloids in your herbs are going to be the most powerful ones. That's why they're bitter, so you take a little bit. So God knew that you wouldn't want to take a lot if it was bitter, so you shouldn't be taking a lot, so he made it bitter. So if you're looking for a natural whole food source of your supplements, the less processing, the better, okay? And how you can start with an organic source of something, and your process can totally ruin it, okay? So with regard to your medicinal herbs, they're very much heat and light sensitive. So any processes that encourage a lot of light and heat are going to diminish the power of the nutritional element of the herb. So at Apothecary Herbs, they don't do any heat. And that's why, you know, a lot of your herbs are in those amber glass jars. It's to deter light, so they're not exposed to light. So any heat or fractionalized compounds, adding cooked elements. I know some companies add, you know, ashes of charred substances to their formulas. I mean, just go with God made. You know, get a good diet going, get a healthy organic diet going, and if you must supplement, demand this, the organic whole food kind. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's what they're about. You can get their free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Give them, check them out. Sign up for their newsletters. They go out each week, and you'll get empowered each and every week in your email, and they're free. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.